wind and lightning.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even think about lightning. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Lightning gets a little scary.
Has that been close to you before?
We've had a couple. I can think of two real instances. We were out doing our normal shrimp sampling run, and we were in Carrington Bay, which is the western bay of Great Salt Lake. And we were watching a storm kind of boil up from the south. And it was actually on the east side of Antelope Island, so in the Farmington area. And we were watching lightning crash in, you know, probably Farmington, Centerville.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all the way out there, but it was, you know, we checked the wind again, and it was blowing from the southeast there. So it was only a matter of time before lightning was going to strike.
Mm.
And at that time, we were based out of the Antelope Island Marina. So it was, the storm was going to be right where we needed to get back to.
Oh.
So that day, we had to abandon our work early and just head back in for safety.
Yeah.
One of the other times, we were doing an airboat survey of migratory birds.
Mm-hmm.
As part of John Neal's work, we were looking at the different birds that move in different times of the year. And this was one of the spring counts in May. We were out on the airboat, so there again, all aluminum boat, in 2 or 3 inches of water, and a lightning storm came in. And this time we were on the east side of Antelope Island, and it came from the west. But we actually watched it cross right over us. We were halfway out to the site where we were going to begin counting. When we turned around, went back to the boat ramp, tied the boat up, got in the truck, and was just sitting in the truck kind of waiting for the storm to pass. It took maybe 15, 20 minutes, and the storm just went right over the top of us.
Really?
Got back in the boat, went out, counted everything, got our work done for the day.
Wow.